AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. In New York, a federal bankruptcy court judge said he will approve OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma's latest deal to settle thousands of lawsuits over the toll of opioids that includes some money for thousands of victims. Members of the Sackler family who own the company must contribute up to $7 billion and give up ownership. The new agreement replaces one the Supreme Court rejected last year, finding it would have improperly protected members of the family against future lawsuits. Israel has returned the bodies of 15 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip.
Officials at the Strip's Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis say in the latest step to fulfilling the terms of the fragile US brokered ceasefire agreement. The bodies were returned after militants late on Thursday handed over the body of one of the last four remaining Israeli hostages taken during the October 7, 2023 attack that launched the war in Gaza. Israel identified the return body as that of Meni Godard, who was abducted from a kibbutz in southern Israel. His wife, Ayelet, was killed during the attack. The armed wings of Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad say Godard's body was recovered in southern Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump is giving the BBC a deadline of today. He's demanding a retraction, apology, and compensation for a misleading edit of a speech on January 6, 2021 that appeared on a BBC news program. The BBC has apologized. UK Culture Minister Lisa Nandy says BBC executives are absolutely confident they are protected against defamation.
That doesn't mean to say for a moment that they don't accept that there was a serious mistake here, and that's the basis on which they have apologised to the President of the United States as well as to the House of Commons and to the public for the mistakes that were made.
Two top BBC executives have resigned. This is AP News. A wildfire in California has damaged 15 structures
and prompted evacuations. The Pack fire forced the closure of part of a highway as firefighters worked to contain it on Thursday. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says the fire had grown to about 5.3 square miles by Thursday night. It also said the fire had been whipped up by strong gusts of wind that reached as strong as 50 miles per hour. But by Thursday evening, the department announced that fire activity has decreased due to precipitation in the area. I'm Karen Chamas.
Cristiano Ronaldo is at serious risk of being banned for the first game of the 2026 World Cup if Portugal qualifies as expected. The soccer superstar was sent off for elbowing Ireland's defender Dara O'Shea in the second half of a qualifying game that Portugal lost 2-0. Ronaldo will serve a mandatory one-game ban. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.